With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm very calm. I think you're not calm because I talked about your son not wanting anything to do with you. I'm acting like somebody that if I had a child, they'd want my last name, unlike your child that doesn't want your last name. How does that feel? Is that why you attack African and colonized people? Is it because your mother and father didn't want anything to do with you and they left you with your mother in Alabama, a lynching state, while she went to Chicago and started another family and didn't want nothing to do with you until she found out she can get a welfare check on your ass, and that's what brought you back to Chicago. Y'all, it's kicking me out now. It's over. Peace out. So you can talk shit about black people, black men, black women, black trans people, and black queer people. But when it's time for me to say the things about you, the truth about you, let's talk about money laundering. Let's talk about you want to talk about people using financial aid. But you use grants. Use people's grants. Don't touch me. I'm right here. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. DP, are they gonna touch me, DP? Are they gonna touch me, DP? No. I'm gonna let them have the mic. They're calling the police now.
This man is retarded.
You are so mad because your son does not want anything to do with you, unlike me. You are mad at me because your son was not doing it to you. You want to shit on African and colonized black people every day on this show that is paid for by grant money. That is paid for by grant money, taxpayer dollars. But you want to say that African and colonized people are the moochers. Your entire studio is paid by tax dollars and grants. Can we talk about why your black ass can't sell a book? His greatest selling book is number 247,000 on Amazon. Bitch, you can't sell a book, girl. Why can't you push the book, bitch? Push the book, bitch. Tell him to push his book. Tell him to push his book.
Every damn time that push the book just gets me. I mean, I am still trying to figure out how to make that part of my ringtone. Push the book. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me black revolutionary Ghazi. Ghazi, how are you?
Black power, brother. I'm good.
Ghazi.
I just thank the Lord that I can fight because my mouth is crazy.
Yeah, it was quite sensational. And I got to tell you, you are, and I said this on air when it happened, you are my new favorite person. So you went to this studio. This was October 17th. You went to this studio with Jesse Lee Peterson, who is an insane individual. And he's a black conservative that makes all black conservatives look bad. He's the black conservative that black conservatives don't want to be like. Now, he does this intentionally sometimes, but he goes very personal with people. He says the most, you know, insane comments. He says things like, and this is a quote, "Take all black people back to the South and put them on the plantation so they would understand the ethic of working." That's what he said. He also said, "Racism does not exist. It has never existed. It's an illusion, a lie created by the children of the lie to intimidate white people through fear and to control blacks and others through anger." When he was on my program a few weeks ago, he was talking about he created White History Month because basically white people do not get a fair shake in the United States of America. So he took this up as his platform. Now, why were you on his show that day?
Black Pride, Dr. Shah, thank you so much for having me on here.
Thank you for being here.
So his team, Ben invited me for a long time. And I went there one time, and in the green room or whatever, where they have like the guests, one of his producers called me by my slave name, like one of his white producers called me by my slave name and was like laughing about it. So I got my stuff and left. So ever since then, they've been asking me to come back.
Okay.
And the reason why I went, because I see what him and his team do when they ask, you know, specifically colonized people, aka people of color, to come on and talk about our issues as being oppressed people trying to liberate ourselves. And the way that they edit and skew it. You know, they'll have one video that's like an hour long, the whole interview. And in that, they're editing you, they're muting your mic, they're putting funny characters on your face and stuff like that to make Jesse, who's an obvious idiot, like you said, look like the one that won the argument. And then they'll release like seven different little edited clips. So
right.
I decided that, you know, I was going to go on there. It wasn't going to be very long. And I was going to do the exact things, like you said, that he does to us, which he wants to talk about personal things. He wants to, you know, make personal attacks. He wants to make even these horrific attacks on Black people, telling us that we need to learn work ethic. This entire country and economic system is built on Black people's work
right.
ethic. If anyone needs to learn work ethic, it sure ain't Black people. And, you know, so I was going to come on there and say what I needed to say and also defend my people, my Black people, because I love my people and we are a good people. And the only issue that we have as Black people is that we are colonized. And people like him skew this horrific ignorance out there. And of course, people like myself and you and other Black people, we know that this is foolishness. But unfortunately, the masses of the people that watch, you know, his YouTube show are young Black people, impressionable young Black children that really internalize those kinds of things and don't have the political education to stand up and defend themselves or even to mentally block those kinds of horrific colonial white nationalist attacks out of our psyche.
Where did you get your information from? Because you had so much info, I thought you worked for the CIA. You knew,
oh, child, never that.
You knew things about Jesse Lee Peterson that I never knew, never have found during research. How did you know all of this stuff about his family, about his child, about the son changing his own last name because he didn't want to have anything mm-hmm. to do with Jesse Lee Peterson? How did you find that?
Oh, yes, because, well, first, I'm a Black homosexual from Atlanta, Georgia. And reading comes natural to me, like breathing. And so, and also I can see a stunt or a scam a mile away, and allegedly. You know, you have to say allegedly because he does got white people around him and they will sue me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I started to, me and my team, my comrades at Black Hammer, we started to Google and look up and look at tweets and all kinds of things. And we found a stream from his own son on Twitter going in about his father, because Jesse Lee has this organization called Bond, Rebuilding Black Men and Making Them Better Fathers, a man that has never been a father to his own child, and you know, has never been a man to his family or his community, attacked his community, ignores his family, and his son put it all out on Front Street. Like, how are you out here with this nonprofit talking about build men and make men better fathers when you were never a father to me? And the child, his son, was so disgusted with his father, the work of his father, how his father ignored him and his mother for so long, that the first thing his son did at 18 was to legally change his last name because
wow.
he wanted no connection to this foolery. Now, you know, we reached out to the son, but the son said, you know, I said what I said on Twitter and I'm done with it. I, you know, he doesn't want any connection at all. And so that was number one. You know, you are out here saying that you love, you know, the great white hope that he calls it, Trump, and how much he loves white people and how horrific Black people are and how white people are this and that. And white people do watch him, but he has to understand that white people watch him as a clown. White people watch him.
Right, they're laughing at him. They're not laughing with him. Yes.
Period. And it shows because they don't even buy his books. Like, these white people don't even buy
okay.
your books.
Let's go to that. Because when you said, do you have the clip? Jamin, I want you to play that because that was an amazing moment.
You can't sell a book, girl. Why can't you push the book, bitch? Push the book, bitch. Tell him to push his book.
So we used it as a drop on my show now, right? Okay. Okay. You found out that this cat is like 200-something thousand on the Amazon, whatever, right?
Yes.
Now,
and dropping.
And drop. He's probably 300,000 now. Okay. I didn't even know they kept ranking you at that level, right? So you said this to him, but then you did the very comedic push the book. Was that planned, or did you freestyle that one?
None of that. That was the Holy Ghost. That came into me. That came into me from, you know, the high heavens. And, you know, because he was that whole thing when he got up, and I thought that we were going to go back and forth. I didn't know he was going to act so, you know, sensitive about the situation.
Because, he told them to call the police on you.
Child, please. Yeah. I was like, look, you are showing that everything I'm saying is a fact, because if it wasn't a fact, you would come back with receipts, show me that it's the truth. What is the truth? Right?
Yeah, he had no rebuttal whatsoever. He didn't even want to discuss anything with you. And I know that there was an interview. The interview lasted for what, 10 minutes before that took place?
10 minutes.
What were you all talking about that we don't see in this video?
See, what had happened was he started to direct the conversation towards my mama and my daddy.
Ah.
And that's not what you're not going to do. I'm from Atlanta, so mm-hmm. you're not going to talk about my mammy. And he was trying to go to a place of, you know, discrediting them or their Black union or their Black parenthood and things like that. And I raised the issue, like, you know, what about your parents? You know, the ones that didn't want anything to do with you. Is that why you attack Black men and women? Because they left you in the
He couldn't handle
state of
that.
Alabama.
He couldn't handle that. Ghazi, I'm going to a break. Hold on for me. I'm coming right back to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. We have my new favorite person in the United States, Ghazi, on the line. And if you got a question, call us up, 404-892-2703. We got more. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. Ghazi and his Black Hammer team finally agreed to do an interview on October 17th with Jesse Lee Peterson. And you know what happened from there. We have Ghazi still on the program with us. Thank you for remaining with us today. Ghazi, you still there?
Black Power, yes, I'm here, brother.
Awesome. All right. So according to what you've just told us, Jesse Lee Peterson did the traditional Jesse Lee Peterson thing, where he goes very mm-hmm. personal. He tries to talk about your parents. He talks about your upbringing. This is traditional, typical Jesse Lee Peterson. So you mm-hmm. decided to use his own methodology of interviewing tactics on him, and he could not handle it at all.
When you put it down that way in a scientific method, yes, I do, absolutely.
That's exactly what you did. Did anyone from the show call you? Because when I interviewed Jesse Lee Peterson and it didn't go well for him, and he literally hung up the phone and left the interview, his producer reached out to me. Did any of the producers reach out to you afterwards trying to clean this up?
Oh, yes, his white masters, I mean, pimp, no, I mean, producers, his white producers called me. Actually, while he was trying to kick me off, they wanted me to stay. Like, I had, if you watch the clip, I had to tell, you know, the white man, I had to tell him to take the mic off of me. Mm. I said, okay, he wants the mic, take it off of me. Let's go. So they actually wanted me to stay because at the end of the day, they're making a good coin off of him and his foolishness. They don't care about, you know, this man's dignity or respect or anything like that. At the end of the day, they want views. And that was going to give them views. So they wanted me to stay. So when I left, they called me over and over again. I actually had to block each and every one of their phone numbers because they wanted me to come back and to record. But, you know, my mission was accomplished. Mission accomplished. You know, it was done. He was exposed for the crook that he is. He wants to stand on this platform of being an upstanding Christian, and that's how he gets to knock down Black people. Well, Jesus was a Black revolutionary fighting the Romans. So I don't know what kind of Christian is he. And then, you know, in the Bible, it says that a man that does not provide for his family is worse in the eyes of God than a non-believer. Mm-hmm. You didn't provide for your family, sir,
yeah.
But here you are making all of this money and resources, but you ain't giving it to your son or your grandchildren. But I'm not going to go that far. But, you know, but he wants to slander my people. He wants to talk about Black single mothers.
He opened himself up to this level of criticism. I'm going to take it to another mm-hmm. dimension, because you talked about him being a drunk. And I know something about that. I used to be a drinking man myself, and I stopped drinking some years back. So I'm always very hypersensitive to dynamics around alcoholism or conversations about drinking. And I believe that everyone should be able to live a life free of addiction. And I work very hard to make sure people understand that it is not their
Absolutely.
Fault and it is something that you can overcome. I'm an example of that. But when you have set your life up as a critiquer of others who may drink, if you set your life up as an individual who summarizes or judges others and you're not able to live up to that same judgment, then you simply open yourself up to criticism.
Period.
Who told you he was a drinker? I want to know.
Well, child, again, I'm a black homosexual from Atlanta. And,
guys, what in the hell does that mean? I'm a black straight man from Atlanta. I don't understand what...
See, there's levels.
Does that mean that you all have a certain amount of information or in the know more than anybody else?
That just means that I'm super black and gay. You see, Atlanta is like Africa for black gay people. You know, Africa is Africa for black people. Atlanta is our Africa. It's our homeland.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm tapped into the mother of homosexuals of Atlanta.
Okay.
So, you know, I've been around and, you know, I've lost a friend or two and went to drinking. So I know what it looks like, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you can see the skin, the profuseness of the skins. You can see the slur in his words. And also, you know, when I said that I was going to do this interview, people dropped some dimes and let me know some things. And again, he hasn't refuted it. But if he does say it is or whatever like that, you know, I hope he finds his journey and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I can't respect nobody that has his foot on my people while white power has our foot on us. You know, that you are a sellout. You are submissive to white power and they mighty dollar. And you sell out the interests of black poor working class people every day he opens up his mouth. So I can't have sympathy with that because, again, he tells us that our oppression is our fault. You know, as oppressed people, there has to be an oppressor. There has to be an oppressor system, and we have to criticize it. Again, he wants to talk about black single mothers being on welfare and all this other kind of stuff, but then salute black billionaires like who made Walmart the family of the Waltons. The Waltons wouldn't be the Waltons or the Walmart billionaires if it wasn't for black single mothers who work at Walmart and black single mothers who spend their money at Walmart. You know what I mean? But that's a whole other.
Well, you are well informed. When I did my research on you, I realized that you are a true black revolutionary, and you have been working in this field long before we knew who you were on this radio show. So you deserve respect as my fellow colleague in the struggle. And so we give you that honor and we give you that respect regardless of anything else. You will always have that on this show. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you standing up to the insanity of Jesse Lee Peterson and proclaiming your love for blackness and the black community. Do you have social media? Can people follow you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm nothing without my comrades, so please follow Black Hammer. And you can find us on Instagram or Twitter at blackhammer.org, O-R-G at the end. And you can also hit us up on our website at blackhammer.org. We're actually doing a homeless food drive for this Thanksgiving. Well, it's going to be on November 28th, and we're going to be at Central Park at 11 a.m. So please meet us there. And to find out more information or support, you can go to blackhammer.org. And we do these homeless food drives in different cities around the United States,
next time you're in the A, let me know. All right, and we'll support it.
Will do, brother. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
All right. Black power. 404-892-2703. There you have it. Ghazi. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.